Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Jen Sabella is with us from Black Club Chicago with extremely local news. Let's talk about the Center for COVID Control, a locally based chain of testing pop-ups, and they're under investigation, aren't they?
They are. Good morning, Bob. Our own Kelly Bauer started getting tips about these pop-up testing sites in strange locations around the city. People were saying that the workers there didn't have masks on. It just seemed kind of shady. They didn't get their test results. And this has turned into a huge investigation, and the Minnesota Attorney General's office filed a lawsuit against the company yesterday. And we also found out that this company has billed the federal government $124 million since 2020 for these testing centers when tens of thousands of them were thrown in the garbage, or people got the wrong test results or no test results, or automatically got negative test results despite being positive.
Jen, do we know why it's the Minnesota Attorney General? Because isn't this company based out of Rolling Meadows? And they have 300 locations across the country, many of them in Chicago.
Exactly. So we're actually asking the governor, David Pritzker, yesterday why Illinois hasn't moved on this. And the Attorney General of Illinois is investigating this. So we are expecting another lawsuit from Illinois shortly. But when the Minnesota Attorney General found out about these companies, which are also operating in Minnesota, he just moved really quickly with the lawsuit. So this could be one of those things where one Attorney General's office gets on board and more join in once more evidence comes to light. Some of the workers in Minnesota also came forward and showed pictures of these tests being thrown in huge trash bags and just honestly horrifying stuff for people who are trying to get in the clear to see their family members or travel or anything like that.
Yeah, keep us posted on that. We mentioned the Lake Michigan mountain clouds out there this morning, but a lot of people are taking pictures of what's called pancake ice. What's that all about?
This is so cool, and there are these little icebergs that form in the lake, and they're circular formations, and it takes a kind of specific weather pattern to make them happen. There needs to be like a slush formed over the water, and then the ice forms in these circles, or it could form based on a wave pattern and wind pattern. So basically, the lake slushing this ice around to form these circles, and they move in these big chunks. There, if you go on our website, blackclubchicago.org, there's a great video and amazing photos from our photographer, Colin Boyle. And these have been seen up at North Avenue Beach and down at Rainbow Beach. So all across the lakefront, I'm not sure if they're still there this morning because they do move pretty quickly depending on the waves. But they're really something to see if you are along the lakefront on a cold morning.
Yeah, really. Let's move to the South Loop here. This is a good day to talk about a good hot pot, isn't it?
It sure is. Coming in this morning, my hands are still ice cold. But yeah, X-Pot is a hot pot place. They have locations in Vegas and in Los Angeles, and they're kind of these upscale experience dining. So not only do you put the ingredients into the hot broth at your table like you would at a traditional hot pot spot, but they have robot servers. So in addition to your server who's going to take your order and bring you your drinks, a little robot trails behind them holding platters that are intricately designed sushi rolls and cocktails and anything else you could think of. There's a DJ there, and there's a really like 3D experience on the walls with art and music. It looks like quite the experience.
Where is this place? You said it's in the South Loop, right?
It's in the South Loop, 1147 South Delano Court.
All right. Now, they quietly opened in December. As far as we know, everything working okay with the robots? No disasters yet?
Nope, and I went and looked them up, and the robots kind of look like little R2-D2s, but they're little carts. Like, they just kind of trail behind the servers. So, and I guess they're controlled by an iPad, so somebody's running them.
All right. It's Black Club Chicago. More on all this and some pictures at blackclubchicago.org. Thanks, Jen. We'll talk to you folks tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob.